that, what were we stuck on? Tadir, right?
Tadir, well, the Rashi brings in Tadir.
I think what the Rashi is saying is not difficult. What he's saying is a tremendous chiddush, but I think it's an idea. In other words, he's saying that mitzvah min ha-mufchar, that a raisa is nidcha mitnei shol. If it's a question of being docha a deraisa, that you definitely can't be docha. But if it's only a question of a mitzvah min ha-mufchar mit deraisa, and then that versus the theme of shalom. So the theme of shalom is docha the mitzvah min ha-mufchar mit deraisa. That's good. That's a very beautiful shot. That's a beautiful shot. There's nothing absurd about the shot. So he gained by moving it out of the, by saying that yayin is a question of mitzvah min ha-mufchar, and it's not a question of whether yotzei kiddush or not. If a person is not mesavel apas, so what he gained was that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. You're still yotzei, even though you don't especially care for pas. But since if you do especially care for pas, you yotzei because of the fact that it's oneg across the Shabbos oneg. So therefore, it has a shame oneg, even if you're not mesavel. And as long as it has a shame oneg, you yotzei kiddush. But the halacha is that if you really are not mesavel lapas, the mitzvah min ha-mufchar is yayin. Because yayin is objectively the greatest level of the karasal Shabbos oneg. Okay? So the halacha is that where the din mid'oraisa, the mitzvah min ha-mufchar is yayin, but if you are mekayim the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, you're going to be docha what?
Yeah.
The shalom, the inyan of shalom. So the inyan of shalom takes precedence. That's what the Gemara is saying, according to the Rashi.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Why, like, if it wasn't shalom of a mitzvah, the Rabbana, so then, you know, would you say that it would knock off, just shalom would knock off mitzvah min ha-mufchar deraisa? If it was just a case of shalom, I don't know, your wife is fighting with you.
It has to be through
a mitzvah derabana. Okay, now if it was just mitzvah derabana and not shalom, that also would knock off the deraisa. So how does that work? How do you combine, what's the combination of the shalom plus the mitzvah derabana? How do they mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah mid-rabbanan, which, by definition, the absence of that mitzvah is going to lead to batiz nach mishalom, nashim. It's going to lead to the absence of shalom. Take me. There ain't a tadir by deraisa and derabanan. You don't find such a thing. You can't even line them up that way. Because they're two discrete institutions. So the thing is that the tadir, why is he means not that it's tadir vein tadir. He means that it has the value of tadir. What is the value of tadir? The value of tadir is that it's more a part of the established system than ain't a tadir. Correct? The tadir is always more part of the established system than the ain't a tadir.
Right.
Okay? So he's using tadir in that sense, that he means it's deraisa. Because it's more a part of the established system of yahadus than the derabanan. That's what he means by tadir. is not exactly, he doesn't mean Tadav Shena Tadav, okay? He means it's a Tadav, it's a part of the established system. So since it's the rice, it's more part of the established system. That's what I think it means by Tadav. Okay? Problem is, why is this, what's his abaya? His abaya is Kiddush Hayom versus what? Ner Chanukah. Pirsum Menisa. So he says, the boss of the boy, Yehoda Pasha. It's a funny kind of expression. What does it mean? It means that he immediately recognized the answer. So what is. It's a little different than a regular Gemara's answer. So what does it mean he immediately recognized the answer? Okay. Shalom versus Kiddush Hayom. He knew that what? That Shalom takes precedence. Right? Mm-hmm. But his abaya was what? Was Pirsum Menisa versus Kiddush Hayom. That he didn't know. So then he said, but he says as soon as he asked the question, he thought of the answer. Arapashta. So what does he mean to say by that? I mean, what's the inference? The pshat is like this. The pshat is like this. That, see, he knew that Sholem is, like we said, is the greatest theme in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's the objective of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Okay, harmony. It is the objective. Okay. So that he knew you can't be docha for the mitzvah men amufcha. But what about Pirsum Menisa. That's a different theme. So maybe Pirsum Menisa he could be docha. So Lukosa, the boy Yehoda Pashte. And what did he say? He said like this, that you see that the importance of the theme of what? Of Shalom, that the importance of that idea to us is docha a mitzvah min amufa. So it goes by the importance of the theme. So the greatest theme of all is really the theme of Shalom, because b'chol nesivos se'a Shalom, and the whole Torah is lasam Shalom ba'olam. But he said it doesn't matter if it's a lower theme. As long as it's a significant theme, and the theme of Pirsum Menisa is that God is Karev Eleinu. And that theme is a necessary theme as well. So therefore, it wouldn't make any difference if it's the ultimate theme or if it's a theme that it has great significance. So therefore, he said that Pirsum Menisa Adif. Lower thing.
But it's still higher than Tadir.
No. So he's saying, but you see that the way we operate is that wherever it's a significant theme, you're not mevatel the theme. So it's true, it's not the ultimate theme, but it's a significant theme, so you're not mevatel that theme either. That's what he's saying. Because Taisus, you can learn simply as Jarvanus.
Yeah, right.
That's the simplest way of it.
Right.
I was getting involved with it because of the Rajbo. But the amazing thing in the Rajbo is, that's an amazing thing, that the theme of Shalom is greater than doing a mitzvah and a mufka mitzvah. It's a tremendous chiddush of the Gemara. You only have it according to the Rajbo. I mean, that's really the case of Moshe with the
Krishna.
With the Krishna, maybe that's where you got it from. Because the mitzvah minimum of course to say Kriya Shema Vizmana with the brachas. He overrode it in Ne'er Shalom.
Is that the Raisa Mitzvah? Is that the Raisa Mitzvah Mitzvah?
What was the case with Nisham?
Is that the Raisa Mitzvah Mitzvah?
That's a Natsura.
The Nir L'Rashba, Kishachal Rosh Chodesh Teves Lios B'Shavis, Sheyesh L'Haftir B'Nir Zecharia, the Zecharia, Nishim Pursu Menisa, V'lo B'Hashemayim Kisi, Shehi Aftoros Rosh Chodesh.
Why?
Because Pursu Menisa over Tadir.
Over Tadir. Tadir would be Hashemayim Kisi.
Right.
And Pesumen Isa is Neros to Zechariah.
Right.
So the Gemara says that Pesumen Isa Adif.
Right.
The Pesumen Isa Adif. That it takes precedence over Tadir.
Right, it seems like it's logical, makes sense. It's a good application of the Gemara.
Good application.
The Yod, Kivan Shehamafter Kori B'Shal Chanaka, Yishal Haftir Me'inyin Shekara. So the Maftir, the last guy to read from the Torah, the Maftir was reading the Chanaka, the Nesim, I guess.
Yes.
So you should do the Haftorah from the Inyan of the Maftir.
In other words, what he's saying here is that the Haftorah is tied to what? To the Maftir. And the Maftir is second. Why?
He hasn't explained that yet.
He's getting to the next one.
Right, but at this point, it's just that's the case, right?
Okay.
Umash and Magdimim Likros B'Shavosh Chodesh. So why do you put Rosh Chodesh first? You should put Pursu Menisa first, right? Mishun de Bekriyas HaTorah Kivan de Matzi Lemeyevet Tarvayhu Tadir Pursu Menisa Avdinan Tarvayhu V'Tadir Kodem.
So what's he saying?
Gemara is only saying when you have a conflict, you can do one or the other. Pursuminisa is adif over tadir. But if I do both, it's just a din of seder, which is makdim. So then tadir kodem before pursuminisa. It's a different type of conflict.
Priority.
It's a conflict of seder, not a conflict of one or the other.
Meaning, so I have in front of me what? A Tadir of
Rosh Chodesh.
Kriyas Rosh Chodesh versus the Eina Tadir of
Shemisa. Right.
So which one do I do first?
Tadir.
So Tadir of Shana Tadir Tadir Koda. Now once I did that, so now it comes out that the second Kriya was Kriyas Nisiyan.
Right.
So since the second Kriya is Kriyas Nisiyan,
the
Haftorah has to be Zecharia.
You do both Kriyas, you do Rosh Chodesh and then you make Nisiyan, right?
Mm-hmm. And Kriyas Nisiyan.
We do, so you have three to be done.
Right.
So it comes out and it happens since.
Could the second answer?
Wait a second answer. So what is the machlokes of the second answer and the first answer?
It would seem like according to the second answer, like the Iker is Kriyas HaTorah. And like Nevi'im, just you don't look at Nevi'im.
But according to the first Teretz, Tadir and Pesumini, so is Allah and Dechia. Is Allah and Dechia alone? So therefore,
not a whole effort in Seder.
Exactly. Tadir and Pursumini says Allah and only in Dechia. So therefore, Allah is that the Pursuming Nisa is Docha Hashemayim Kisa. But there's no halacha of, but Tadir is not halacha vis a vis Pursuming Nisa in Kedima. There's no din Kedima when it's up against Pursuming Nisa. So therefore, you can't say that you have to read first Rosh Chodesh. Because there's no din of Kedima against Persumerism. It's just Halacha and Dachia.
You're saying that Persumerism...
He's not saying because the Haftarah is part of the... in the first house.
Well, in the first house, he's analyzing Haftarah and determining you have to go to Persumerism.
The first house, he says, because of Persumerism is Adif.
Right, so you have to read Neros de Zecharia.
So you have to read, so Neros de Zecharia versus Ashramayim Kisi is Tadir, is Tadir against what? Against
Shemanisa. Right.
So it's a question of Dechia, so what's Docha, which one is Docha which? Shemanisa is Docha Tadir.
Right.
So that's the end of it.
Right, now that's going to end up determining how you read your Maftir.
He holds, it doesn't matter, he holds that that's the essence of the thing. That the essence of the thing is which Haftarah I'm going to read. And whichever Haftarah I'm going to read, that's the creed that's going to go before it.
Right. That's what he says.
Right. So he doesn't hold that that in Tadir, and Tadir versus Persumi Nisa, that there's a din of Kedima in Tadir.
How do you see that?
That's why all he needs to say is he doesn't have any problem with the Kriyas.
Because you're assuming that if there was a din of Kedima by Tadir, then he was...
Apparently he holds that it's Halacha and Dechia alone. What's the second Tarot? It says that Tadir versus... Persumin Isan is not just Allah and Dechia, but it's Allah and Kedima as well. So therefore, since it's Allah and Kedima, and insofar as Kedima is concerned, so Tadir is Kodem, as long as there's no Dechia. So he holds that the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Kriya of Nisim.
Yeah.
Because Halacha, it's Halacha not just in Dechia, it's Halacha in Kedima.
But the Halacha, what is it?
But that, when it comes to Kedima,
Tadir
you don't say Persumin is
Adif. Right.
And Tadir is Adif.
Right.
Simply Docha. You could have lained both, but it's simply Docha. Or does he hold lane Zecharia because it follows the Kriya of the but if you say that, then it's going to be the same thing you said.
Right, first
no,
answer
first it doesn't hold that.
First answer
holds
that Tadir is Chashivas and Persumenis is Chashivas. But Tadir is a chashivas that emanates from Asiya. So therefore it plays two roles. It plays a role in the Chia, and it plays a role in Asiya. Okay? It's a different kind of chashivas. It's a chashivas that emanates from Asiya.
Right.
That's what he's saying. It's a tadir. So therefore, it plays both roles. But Persumenisa is just chashivas. So when it's just chashivas, it doesn't have a din of kedim. That just has a din of dechia. But where it's a chashivas that emerges from Asiya, so it plays a role in kedimana, plays a role in dechia. But where there's no conflict, where insofar as the chi is concerned, you have it. So then the role of Asiya will be maintained. In other words, to answer the last question, why is it going in two different directions? It's going in two different directions because the chashivas of Tadr emanates from a different source. It emanates from a source of Asiya. So therefore it plays a role in terms of the Chiyah. Because it's chashiv, because of nature is Asiya. But it also plays a role in Kedima, because it emanates from Asiya. So where you have weak and become Shneim, so you become Shneim. But the chashivas Pesumei Nisa has nothing to do with Asiya. So it only plays a role in the Chiyah.
Right. You're saying Seder is primarily a framework of Asiya.
Right.
So the chashivas of Asiya is, since it's like pertinent to that particular framework,
right,
it's going to take precedence over the greater chashivas in general.
Right.
Yeah. And the Chiyah just holds.
The Rajbah holds that it plays a role in Asiya too. The chashivas of Pesumei Nisa.
Right.
But then that's why you have to reverse it.
What's Pesumei Nisa and Asiya?
Because it's a greater chashivas.
Pesumei Nisa is chashir, so therefore it would come first.
No, so it's not a
good thing. But isn't Asiya?
Dima.
But Asiya doesn't.
It does also. That the chashivas of Asiya plays a role in Kedima, and the chashivas of Pesumei Nisa plays a role in Kedima. They both.
Now you can go with the better chashivas.
So you go with the better chashivas.
Then you're going to the wrong haftarah.
Then you're going to wind up with the wrong haftarah.
Right. And that you can't do.
And that you can't do, so therefore you have to switch it. Because that's all part of the tchiyah.
Right. I mean, more important is the tchiyah.
Yes.
Than the tchiyah than the right. That's a more primary type of question.
Right.
Right.
So it comes down to the question if the
right.
And you have a chashivas of Pesumei Nisa.
Right. The question is what comes first? The
question is what comes first.
Right.
So he holds that the chashivas of Pesumei Nisa doesn't play a role in Kedima at all.
Right. If it wasn't up against